It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
That's me.
Yeah, it's Swap Meet time, 312-981-7200. Oh, what a wondrous segment here on Wednesday nights here on The Download. This is a segment where we ask you what you got in your attic, what you got in your basement, what's hanging on your wall sometimes, and what other treasures you may have in your house and what you want to brag about and see what they're worth. Greg Flam is at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, and he joins us every Wednesday. Great to see you, Greg. How are
you? Good to see you, Justin. Always fun.
Pete was talking earlier tonight about concert t-shirts because we had that all last, towards the end of the swap meet last week, we started talking about concert t-shirts.
A lot of calls on it.
And we were trying to decipher the difference between, and can you tell, the difference between one that you buy at the concert. It's like, that's the hot stuff.
Right.
You know, you go see the Spin Doctors, you want to get it from.
Right. There are certain brands of shirts.
Or the Rose Records, where you go in and you get the one in the back that's a little bit off-brand. It's not the same.
Right.
Can you tell the difference?
There are people who can't tell. I personally can't without some research, though.
Oh.
So, but there are people who know the difference.
I was hoping you'd have a trained eye.
Yeah, sorry. Disappoint you on that.
You tell which Beastie Boy shirt is real, which one's the knockoff.
Yeah, no, there are ways to tell, that's for sure.
My brain just goes, for the next hour, I'm going to read off random 80s or 90s bands for concert t-shirts.
And I'll do some research on those brands.
All right. 312-981-7200, the number to call. Greg, you had a big week? This is prime time, right? This is the prime time
for prime
garage sales, for flea markets,
buying
for
and
estate
selling,
sales.
Yep. It's prime time now till like Labor Day or October.
Do you bring a jug of like Gatorade with you?
Oh, man, yeah. I train. It's like Rocky III, you know? It's like
the best Rocky.
Yeah, right. It was. Right. And, I love it. I love this time of year because now, this time of year, like today, garage sale in LaGrange I was at. I mean, it doesn't have to be Friday or Saturday or Sunday. It could be a Tuesday, Wednesday, you know. So I love it. You know?
All right. I love it. So what'd you find this week?
Oh, man, I hit the mother load of these.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so 1961, Mark's Toys, a big toy company, made these Disney toys called Disneykins. And they, to kind of describe it, they're almost like miniature cake toppers almost, but they weren't cake toppers.
They're
were
little,
collectibles
they're
and they're very little, maybe an inch and a half high.
Aww.
And they made them for every Disney story, Peter Pan, everything.
Which one is that?
And this one is actually
like
one of the four. There's a like Holy Grail, four of these. And I actually found this one's Bongo the Bear. And it's worth about $125.
That little thing is?
This little thing, yeah.
Wow.
And I found about 15 to 20 various ones. I have four of them that will be sold for over $100 each. So I was that thrilled. And what I paid for them came to about $3. I mean, I filled like a little shoebox of stuff, and the guy just said $7. Get
out
of here.
So the Comey watching party's at Greg's house tomorrow. So
yeah, well, once I sell
these,
I'll invite everyone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It might take a week.
There's always an excuse. Right?
And I brought, you know, some other signs, like this porcelain sign here. Ooh. It's an actual reproduction, but it's done very well. And it's
Oldsmobile.
Yeah, this one's Oldsmobile service. And, you could tell by the weight and, you know, like for quality-wise, if you can almost bend it.
So that's like
it,
a window dressing kind
of
thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a sign. You know, they mount it, you know, and the way you could tell is usually by the weight or, if it looks flimsy, if it's going to bend, it's a newer reproduction and it's not worth as much. This one's probably worth about $80, and I got it for $10 at a garage sale. And then, you know, to continue with the Disney theme, I brought these platters that people collect. These are like from the 70s, Future World, Epcot
Center.
I mean, yeah, I'm all about the 70s
awesome.
Kitsch. I'm all about that. I
look
love that stuff. So whenever I can find this funny stuff, I got
an Epcot. And when you got an Epcot plate, you can do no wrong.
Right. I mean, Epcot. And, I got the Mickey
Disney.
One, of course. This one's kind of
Mickey.
Cool. This one's like this Walt Disney World kind of with the state
it's
of Florida.
Map, yeah,
with some map of some stuff. But, yeah, it's the kitschy stuff that I really like.
I love it. All right. That is a good haul.
Yeah, it was a good week.
Oh, my gosh.
Buying and selling, yeah.
No wonder you got such a nice shirt on today.
Nice shirt, yeah. Right.
That's a lot of good stuff. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking concert T-shirts tonight. We're talking Disney paraphernalia.
Whatever they want to call.
Oldsmobile services and whatever you'd like.
Yeah,
I love the swap meet in the sense that a lot of times the first person that calls in or texts in will say, I've got this World War II paraphernalia. And then it's just
the rest of the show.
That's all it is for the rest. But it can be anything. I had a question. I have this. It's a Sports Illustrated from 1999 maybe.
Okay.
I realize it's almost 20 years old now. Of Dennis Rodman in an L.A. Lakers jersey. That's it.
Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, I kept it because I was a big Bulls guy, and I had that one, and it showed him, like, is Dennis back? And the article, like, 2 minutes later, he was fired.
Yeah.
But he was on the cover of that thing, and then I was telling Pete, oh, I got this cool thing. He's like, you should tell Greg. That's a good swap meet. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm a millionaire.
Right. Unfortunately,
doesn't
about
work.
Anywhere from $2 to $10 is what that issue goes for. I've got something cool, Dennis Rodman. Do you remember the Hypercolor shirts that when you touch them? Come on.
Who are you talking to?
Okay, I forgot.
I love that shirt.
I forgot.
I got a slew of those. Go ahead.
I have the Dennis Rodman one of that.
There's a Dennis Rodman one?
Yeah, mint. This thing is like still got the tag
on
it.
So he's got like a Dennis Rodman?
It's Dennis Rodman's face and his hair changes colors with your body heat.
Great.
And yeah, that turned out. I had it listed for a while. No one bought it, but it's like I'm sticking to $100 on that thing.
That's great.
That's like rock concert shirt and sports like together, right?
And Hypercolor,
right? And Hypercolor, yeah. And Hypercolor alone, if you have those shirts, they're worth some decent money.
Hypercolor, so disrespected in the annals of
ahead of its time
American clothing. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. To this day, I don't know how that technology is not used more.
Right.
Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text, you can brag about what you got, and we can evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. That's coming up. Stay with us. It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Greg Flamm in the building at DuPage Picker. We are evaluating your memorabilia, your junk, if you will. Gross. 312-981-7200. All right, let's get to some of these. I'm excited tonight. We got a lot of texts coming in. We got some people on the phone as well. Why don't we start with 708's got a question. There's a couple questions tonight.
Okay.
They're really taking on an expert role
here. All right.
They collect baseball cards, video cartridges. How are the die-cast 1/18th scale, quote, movie cars as an investment?
I'm not sure on the movie ones, but the 1/18th scale cars in general can go as high as 600
plus. What does that
plus.
Mean? Like little guys?
Yeah, they're like scale, you know, they scale it to an actual car. So it's like 1/18th the size of a real car. There's like 124, 164 scale. So you got to put that. If you're going to sell, you have to definitely put the scale in there. But yeah, the 1/18th are, I've seen some for 630. You know, and they can be as low as $10. It depends on condition and which car it is and stuff like that. Ferrari has done very well with that.
Okay.
So if you have that. So,
all right, there you go. Another question 708 has, do manual typewriters have any value?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes. Some as high as $4,500. I just saw Shoals.
What do you mean? People are paying $4,500 for a typewriter?
Yeah, and some are only worth $30. So it depends on a brand, what year. But
that is quite a wide gap.
Yeah,
of
and
value.
They're becoming hotter over the last, you know, like 6 months or so. I've noticed they're getting hotter, more so just as decoration. You know, obviously people aren't using them, so they're more just put them in the library.
I blame the hipsters.
Yeah, you know,
they're like ironic. They're like, I'm a writer. No,
right?
I'm not.
Yeah, it's,
but look, I got a manual typewriter.
Those antique shops. Yeah,
it's my coffee table.
Bringing in a Starbucks to work on your script,
right?
Now, that's a good bit.
There you go.
Yeah. I would invest the $30 in a manual typewriter for that bit.
We'll have to schedule that when you do your 1940s Cubs game. You have to schedule all that around.
A lot of bits. Yeah. It's 7 days of bits in Chicago. Yep. All right. Let's see. I've got a 708 says, I have a Life magazine with the Beatles on the cover from 1968 and a 45 record of the Beatles featuring Tony Sheridan. What are they worth? I also have the original sleeve for the 45, all in good conditions. The Beatles featuring Tony Sheridan. I didn't know the Beatles did a lot of feature work. Right? Would that be a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, I'm trying to remember who Tony Sheridan was.
Man, if the Beatles were I've a heard lot, of them. If they were all around right now, it'd be like featuring Usher.
Right?
Right? Beatles and the Biebs.
Some of the Life magazines, though, they're like in the $10, $20 range. They're not as high as you would think.
Is it because there's just a lot of those, and at that time, everyone probably, wanted the Beatles on Life magazine kind of thing?
Yeah, but again, we've talked about this before. The advertisements in like Life magazine, Look magazine, Esquire, the ads alone are priceless, and some people are paying like $15, $20 just for a single page ad.
So what I would do to that magazine if I were you, I'd just start cutting it up.
Yeah, just cut it up.
Just cut it
just
up.
Just shred it.
773 says, I have a collection of Walt Disney classic movies on VHS. I have over 20 of them.
Wow.
I mean, is that worth anything? Because I feel like that's another one of those things.
It
where...
is. I filed that under Beanie Babies. There's the myth going around, like the black diamond on the spine.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So, yeah, just research that before you price that. But most of them are like $10 a piece. The black diamond myth really circulated around VIPs. There was like 30 of these tapes of each movie that VIPs got, and you're probably not going to find them unless like an estate sale has them.
Right.
And those are the ones that might be $5,000 or $10,000.
Got it. 630 says, how about G.I. Joes from the 60s, the dolls?
Yeah, they're pretty high.
These are different than the action figures of the 80s. These are the big ones, right?
Yeah, like the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, all that stuff. The camper, the helicopter, the frogman, they had so many different series of that. And obviously, the more complete, the higher the price. Mm-hmm. If you have the box, it's much higher. If you don't, you know, the condition of the doll, you know, it's obviously, you know, important as far as the value.
I'm a G.I. Joe guy from the 80s, right?
I was a big Jim guy.
Yeah, you're talking Destro, a little Cobra.
Yeah, Cobra for sure.
What was the cat who was a chameleon? I forgot his name. I think it was Chameleon, maybe.
Yeah,
the Shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
Snake Eyes.
Yep.
Are those guys worth anything? Like the 80s more cast iron kind of guys?
Yeah, they're not obviously as worth as much as the 70s guys, but they're all right. They're not as high, though.
Man, there's some good stuff. I got to find all those guys.
Yeah, you do.
Not for making any money, just to play with them.
Yeah. And
you know, set up a fortress.
Right. Show your son.
I show my son, and then I'd be like, you got to go, because I'm gonna do this myself.
Quick story. When I'm selling, I have the vintage stuff, and it's great to see, you know, guys come up with their kids and say, here's, like, a reel-to-reel player. This is what we had to actually play. Or a 45 record they're showing their kids. And to us, it's, like, no big deal. But they're like, hey, our playlist used to consist of a stack of 45s on a record. Right, that was our playlist, you know?
All right. I got a question for you. This is 630.
Okay.
And I know they're probably being facetious, but this is a thing. So we're all adults. what about the Little Mermaid VHS with the
phallic symbol?
The phallic symbol shaped castle towers in the background.
Yeah,
that sort of was a thing. Where
that
like,
was a thing, and they changed the artwork because the towers in the background did look like a phallic symbol. And apparently,
if you have the original, is that worth anything more?
You know, I find them, and I stop picking them up because I see them so much that I stop buying them because they're only worth like $10. You know, so I don't really buy them anymore.
Okay. All right, let's keep going. I want to get to some of these concert T-shirts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
there's
a good stuff coming in. Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
Bought it at Poplar Creek for $7 in 1982.
You know, that was my favorite venue.
So
I mean, it was just the best venue.
I was able to see a show there. I remember I saw Smithereens.
Mm-hmm.
They were the headliner with the Lemonheads. Lemonheads were opening for him.
Yeah, my favorite show there, I think, was Midnight Oil. He was just crazy, climbing all over everything and... saw Till Tuesday there probably three times, open up
Look
for everybody.
Look at you, huh?
She oddly
dropping
opened,
a little Amy Mann up in the house.
Oh, I'm like with Nick with that. I adore her. And but yeah, she opened for Tom Petty there, I think, on the Southern Accents tour. But yeah, that was just the best venue. It's the sight lines, the audio, and you know, just the quality was really cool there versus the other one.
224 says they have a baseball style Survivor Eye of the Tiger.
Baseball
tour style. T-shirt.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Big
baseball.
Deal.
When they say baseball style,
yeah,
it
like
means
three
the three quarter. Quarters.
Yeah,
jersey. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is. It's, you know, it's, obviously I could look those up during the break, but yes, some of those are 150, you know, 200.
$200.
Yeah. I mean, and some are even higher. I mean, if you get a Zeppelin or a Pink Floyd from the 70s, it could be 300,
Jeez.
You know, 400.
It's keeping Jim Peterik in purple pants for the next 20 years.
Oh, yeah. The song alone is keeping them in the...
I was a concert junkie, 708 says this, through the 80s and 90s. And the irony is the bigger artists like Paul McCartney or Bruce Springsteen concertees would fade and shrink.
Mm.
Where the smaller artists like Material Issue, Dinosaur Jr., Soundgarden, their t-shirts maintain the shape and coloring, you can still wear them today.
Right. It's all, and some artists actually will sign off on what brand is used for their t-shirts. Right. I mean, like,
that one's for the show, that one's for Rose.
Yeah,
Records.
I mean, I know, right. I'm meeting some people, like Rolling Stones, they don't care, you know, but like U2, like Larry Mullen, the drummer, is like, he's the guy, like, he has to sign off on all their merch stuff. He's like way into it. So each band, I guess, right. kind of makes it a priority if they want.
All right, let's go back to the die-cast cars. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Rich?
Yeah, I've got, well, more than one, but I've got two. They're Alan Kowicki. He was the 92 NASCAR champion, but I've got a car from the 90 of his in 1/18 scale from the 91 Daytona 500 that's the Army car. And I've also got... he was sponsored by Hooters, so I've got a Hooters car that is the adult Hooters, which means the owl has eyeball, you know, on his eyeballs. He has pupils that are pink.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
What was the driver's name again? I was looking up the scale, the car, and everything.
Alan Kowicki.
Okay.
Well, by the way, that name for a driver. Probably the best. I mean, you get the wall trips and the petties.
Right.
But you get a Kowicki. Is it Kowicki?
Yeah, I'm not finding his.
But I like the name alone. Right. I think it's worth it. All right, we'll look it up. We'll see what we can find, Rich.
KLUCKWI, I think.
You don't know that from all the merch, the Kowicki merch from right. all the years? All right, thanks, Rich.
No problem. Thank you.
We'll look that up. 312-981-7200. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break and an update with Rob on the news and come back for the second half of the swap meet. So if you're on the line or you text in, we'll get to it. 630's got the Allman Brothers Band Summer Tour, 2005. Okay. And then they say too soon. Isn't the guy from the Allman Brothers died last week?
Yeah, just
right?
last week, yeah.
It's the Allman Brothers Band Summer Tour, and the pitcher, he sends a pitcher. And it's a flying, it's like a drawing, but it's a peach that's flying. Original emoji.
Right.
OG emoji right there. There you go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
That's me.
That's right. It's a Swap Meet at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. We are evaluating your memorabilia, your collectibles, what you got up in the attic, what may be down in the basement. Or if you're lucky, hanging in the hallway between the kitchen and the living room. That's my favorite is people are like, look what I've got that I'm actually using. I'm using to decorate my house, and it's worth money.
You know, I tend to find a lot of stuff like that junk drawer people have, you know, in their kitchen. I find some really cool stuff in there, whether it's a souvenir or a matchbook that's worth something or a magnet, you know. So that's kind of a spot
there
to check.
There you go.
I'm giving away.
And you know, I always like when there are items that have Chicago significance. That's a big thing for me.
Right.
Like the idea that someone, you know, if you possibly had, you know, Richie Daly's, you know, cowboy hat, his Indiana Jones hat, his leather hat. Then I'd be like, that's the best thing of all time.
There's a sale this weekend I saw in estatesales.net that actually has a bust of the first Richard Daly.
What?
For sale at it. Yeah, that's kind of
What are they asking? Do you know?
I don't know because it starts Friday, I think.
Oh, man, I might have to go out to that.
I want to
see that.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
check that out.
I don't think my wife would have any problem with me bringing home a Richard J. Daly bust.
You know?
To put right next to the microwave, right next to the coffee maker.
I put it by the front door, put your hat on it, or hang your coat on it or something.
Just to scare everybody. He's back!
Yep.
312, I have the 1933 official program of the Century of Progress.
Yep.
Wow. They want to know what it's worth, but they also want to know where they think they can take these items.
You know, oddly enough, two have recently sold, and it was only $8 a piece. Oh. And I would think that would be a little higher. I know.
I know. At least one, two, three. At least
a dollar a year.
That's old. That's a dollar a year.
You would think.
You would think. All right. Let's keep going here. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
My wife used to work for the Santa Fe Railroad as a courier nurse. And this is back in the 60s and early 70s. And the Santa Fe Railroad provided the railroad for Walt Disneyland. For Disneyland.
Yeah,
she has a book of tickets that were given to kids on the train to go to Disneyland and ride the train and ride the ride. And it's complete.
Wow. That's that could be more than what some of these have gone for. I've seen some as high as $360. And I think if you have a complete untouched set or a booklet of any kind, it could be more than that.
Wow, there you go. See?
Now, also, she's got her complete uniform and the script from the railroad and her bags.
So all that is basically just Santa Fe, or is there some Disney tied in with that as well?
No, it's all the uniform and bags are all ATSF Santa Fe.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's still worth money because people collect Santa Fe and all the different railroad.
What about when you say company. Script? What do you mean script? Like, hi, welcome to the train, that kind of stuff?
What it was that at certain points during the trip from Chicago to Los Angeles or from Chicago to San Francisco, she would get on and give a documentary about the scenery that they were going through. Through the Red Cliffs or Raton Pass.
If you look out the right.
Right.
That kind of thing, right?
Keep your hands inside the right.
Scripted. That's awesome. Mike, I love it, man. Or Joe, I love it. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Some of my favorite stuff right there. Mike is next. Mike, what do you got, Mike?
Yeah, I got three autographed cards from Ernie Banks.
Okay.
One is from 1999. And one is from 99, and the third is from 96. Okay. Canadian Club Classic Certificate of Authenticity cards.
Okay.
They've all been signed in front of these people. They also have two by Andre Dawson. One is from the year 2000.
Hawk.
And then one, he's got a picture of him. It looks like he's in the eighth grade on the front of it.
Dawson?
Yes, and
nice.
It says here that the attached autograph is an official autograph, personally signed by Andre Dawson.
Wow.
The autograph was obtained and is guaranteed by Panini America, Inc.
Wow. That's great, Mike.
On 141 out of 250 cards.
You got all the info. You're calling in to brag. It's not like you're asking what you need to get from it. You know what you got.
Obviously, I don't have the exact card you might be thinking of, but just to give you an idea, like Ernie Banks, what they call COA and PSA authenticated, is up as high as 900, and Andre Dawson's just below that at like 800. That's the highest. So it could, it all depends if you got it graded and all that.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Tim Raines is going to be on the show coming up, and I'm reading his book. I just read he's got a memoir.
Okay. All these sports people are becoming authors.
Yeah. But this is great because it's all about his life and all sorts of stuff, from the drug stuff to playing baseball. But Andre Dawson's a big part of it because he played with him in Montreal.
Yeah.
And they talks about in the book, I just read it today, that Dawson essentially left the Expos. And this is a famous story that Chicagoans know, that he so desperately wanted to play somewhere else that he called Dallas Green. And he said to Dallas Green, this is 87,
okay.
He said, you know what? Blank contract. You tell me how much money you want to pay me, but I want to play in Chicago.
Wow.
And they paid him, I think it was a half a mil, 500 grand to get Andre Dawson to come to Chicago. If you remember, last place team, MVP that year. So he got 500 grand plus incentives. I don't know what the incentives were, but a huge move for Andre Dawson. And probably, if you think about it, put Andre Dawson in the Hall of Fame from his days in Chicago, because that's when he became a star for the league.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a star before that, but he was playing in a Canadian city. Yeah. But anyway, interesting, huh?
It is.
You can find that. That big table will be later.
All right. I'll
we'll
be
talk
listening.
About that one later. All right. Keep going here. Let's keep going. 773 says, I have a lime green 1967 Girls Schwinn Breeze. I'm assuming that's a bike.
Yes, it is. And
lime green.
The highest I've seen them sell is about $200, but more realistically, $100.
Well, isn't that what you're going to pay for it now? If you go like to the Kmart and you wanted to get a lime green bike, it'd be $100, $200.
Yeah, but just people are into the old bikes. That's not you watch American Pickers. That's all it is.
It's $500,000. 224 says 1972 Evel Knievel poster with ticket stubs.
Yeah, I couldn't find the poster. The stubs are going for about $30 to $50 just for a stub. And I had one for the closed circuit viewing at Hillside Theater for his Snake River Canyon jump. And I think I sold mine for about $32.
Wow.
But yeah, the posters, no, he crashed in that one.
Did he die?
No.
No, different one.
No, I think it took.
I think you might be finding out. I don't know much about Evel Knievel.
Yeah, he passed away, but I think lung cancer.
Oh, his cancer got him?
Yeah, and he broke like every bone in his body with all these jumps and lung cancer.
Crazy ass stuff and cancer. Oh, man, life.
Yep.
Life.
Yep.
All right, 312-981-7200. 312 says, I have a Vectrex video game system, not in mint condition. What do you think?
Okay, it depends how many games and accessories he has with it. If he has like a lot of the games and everything, it could be as high as $700 to $900.
Wow.
The individual games are going for about $15 to $20 by themselves. When I say games, that's the cartridges. Right. The system can be about $200, $225 without any games.
There you go. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll get to all the texts and calls that are coming in here before the end of the hour. Swap Meet, Greg Flamps here. Stay with us. It's a Swap Meet here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is just in. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cavaliers. Dramatic fashion. The Cavaliers were up with 2 minutes to play, 6 points or so. And Kevin Durant, wow. Steph Curry, they just like that. 30 seconds. They end up winning by five. They outscored him. I think they outscored him like 11-0 at the end. Kevin Durant, like ice cold, just hitting threes. Yep. That's an amazing time for the Golden State Warriors. Not as amazing as the Chicago Bulls of the 90s, but that's, I digress. Right. 312-981-7200. 815, Joe in McHenry. He's got a 1993 Bulls champion t-shirt. Never worn with all the stickers on it. What's it worth?
I'd say about $80.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
pretty
good.
Could be
good. More, but. He sent a picture. It's a gray one with the. I mean, he's probably paid $14 for it, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
847 says, we got a 1985 Black and Blue Brothers poster, the Bears. Got any value? That's my favorite poster of all time.
Yeah, it's about $20 to $30.
Are they all? Is it the offensive line that's all dressed like Jake and Elwood kind of thing?
Yeah, they have their uniforms on with the hats on, you know, and the sunglasses. Yeah.
I want to bring those back, right?
I could bring in a whole set if you want. I have like, I pick them up all the time.
Do you not think that's the best thing that's ever happened?
Yep.
I, sports lover or not,
yeah.
The idea that the 85, a team would do like cat calendars, dress up, they do dress up. They had the Miami Vice, the one with Peyton and McMahon.
Right, Peyton and McMahon.
They had the just the
they
idea.
They had the locker
think,
one. They had one
it.
Called Second to None. It was all the second stringers.
I love it.
I mean, they had their own poster, the second
they
stringers.
They need to do more of that. They right. need to this. If you want to get back into the good graces of Chicago Bears fans' hearts, I want to see the Nanny McPhee poster. Pernell McPhee's poster.
Okay.
You got to help me do this, Greg. It's the best poster. He's holding up a bunch. He's got an apron on. He's vacuuming.
Okay.
And he's got his jersey underneath. And he's holding up like a two-year-old in a... And, Denver Broncos jersey with it.
Okay.
It's like he's a nanny.
Nice.
Because he's just, you know, he's.
I got to look just, for that one.
He's just babysitting these guys. He's so good. Anyway.
Awesome.
All right. Here
no,
we go.
But all that Bear stuff, 85, 86, 87, in that era, it always sells. And what's weird is it's out of state bars and people that
oh
are
my
buying
God, it's
that stuff.
Coolest stuff ever.
Yeah. I would think like it'd be local, but I guess we all have it here already. So
I hope somebody's making money off of that.
Yep.
Not just the people who are buying and selling, but someone gets some sort of credit for that stuff. Great. Some ad man somewhere is like, what if we dressed them up like the Blues Brothers?
Right.
224 says a 1970 Grant's Department Store Hot Canary Banana Bicycle.
Yeah, could not find that.
I can see what I can pitch. That's a great description of that.
He did.
Banana seat.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep going.
Yep.
815 says, I've got the Ario Speedwagon wheels are touring, 84, 85.
That was about $70, yeah.
Oh, I got a Max Headroom Catch the Wave Coca-Cola t-shirt.
Couldn't find that one yet, but I'm sure it's in the $40 range is what I'm thinking.
815 says, I have every publication of the National Weekly Sports Magazine put out by the late Frank DeFord.
Yeah, could not find that.
It's interesting. It says, can you also expand on the value of the artist and the publisher? that has passed away.
Yeah, DeFord.
Well, Frank DeFord was great. Great sports caster, but I don't know if I'd expand on the value of the art. All right, keep on going here. We've got the 331 says they got the Day in the Park t-shirt. Old Comiskey, late 70s, featuring Journey, Santana, Molly Hatchet.
That's a $150 shirt all day.
Oh, give me a break. Yep. $150 for that one?
Yep, easily. And the condition sometimes doesn't even matter. I mean, I've seen people buy Zeppelin shirts with holes in it for $150.
Oh, yeah. So. I got plenty of shirts with holes in it. So right. I got some money for that.
Yep.
Let's do Joan. Joan, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Joan?
Hello, Harley Davidson event, Bruce Springsteen ticket wasn't used. It was in the early 2000s.
The ticket wasn't
used? In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It wasn't used? Pardon? The ticket wasn't used?
It wasn't used. It's a whole ticket.
What happened? You just didn't go to the show?
Somebody gave it to me, and then I had to go to work, and I couldn't get out of work.
Come on.
And it was so sad, I couldn't do it.
Joan, you couldn't get out of work because no one would cover for you? You're like, I'm going to go see
right.
Springsteen. They're like, nah, I can't work your shift.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to start incentivizing.
Does it have any value?
I'm saying $25 maybe.
Yeah.
Unused ticket still.
I don't even know what it costs to begin with, but okay, $25.
Yeah, it's probably
yeah,
more, right.
more than that.
I'll tell you that. All right. Thanks, Joan.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm just annoyed at Joan's friends and coworkers. I can go to Springsteen. I wish I could help Joan, but I really can't change
yeah,
my shift.
They block that.
That's bogus.
Mm-hmm.
Joan, I know this was years ago, but I'm mad for you.
Yep.
How much do you think Set 630 wants to know? The Funko Pop vinyl figures? I see these all the time at the
right.
Comic-Cons.
There's hundreds of them.
10
yeah.
to 15 bucks a piece, but some, if they're considered the Holy Grail, go up to about $400.
And some are even higher than that. I had the Freddy Krueger one has sold close to $2,000 for that one. And I'm saying hold on to those because I think 10 years, 20 years is going to go up.
Wow.
I mean, some, like you said, are as low as $7 and some
I see
are
those,
2000.
Like, just on walls of
yeah,
those
there's, like, walls
at Comic-Con,
of
them. Right?
Yeah, Comic-Con or any of the flea markets, you can find them.
Hmm. 708, Joy, who calls in all the
yeah.
time, Joy, has a set of Pink Floyd beer glasses, record cover
okay.
beer glasses. They're like pint glasses with the words Pink Floyd on them.
Yeah, I think they're still making those, so I would say $25 maybe.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what else do I have here? I've got Paul on the line. Paul, what do you want to brag about, Paul?
Well, I got a hand-carved wood duck, a decoy, and it's I don't know, 150 years old or so. It's just beautiful, and it works.
Yeah,
both are like a duck.
Yeah, duck decoys are.
What do you mean
huge.
It works?
I mean, some of them are top heavy. You know, this one you swear it's a real duck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's so many different variances, but they are very collectible. People buy them; they just have no problem selling those. If you want to send a picture to the Facebook page, I can fine-tune that for you.
At Duke Page Picker.
Yeah, but they're definitely they're a hot item right now. Same with the typewriters. I don't know if we talked about that. You know, typewriters are getting hotter now, too.
Love your show. You guys are doing a good job.
Thanks,
Thank
Paul.
You so
Thank
much.
You for calling in. Some fun stuff coming in. Toys from unopened bags from McDonald's from the movie Babe.
Okay.
So random. Joy's got a poster of Mike Ditka, or not a poster, a puzzle. A puzzle of Mike Ditka.
Oh, Ditka, yeah.
There's a puzzle with him just, and when it's done, it's just him on the sideline looking exasperated.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the Ditka stuff is no problem selling. I have a puzzle too, but it's not of Ditka. It's from that era, but it's just the whole team, different shots, but yeah.
And 224, we'll end it here, has an unopened and excellent condition cereal boxes of Walter Payton and Michael Jordan Wheaties.
Yeah, again, those are really,
they don't
unless
do
they're signed, they're really about $20, you know.
Well, should we start holding on to our Rossies and our Zobristies and our
it's not a bad
Rizzo-Z's?
Idea to toss a one in the box somewhere. But the other one that we didn't get to, the 45 carrying case of the Beatles,
that was
a big one. That was like $290 for that.
Oh,
yeah, so that was
the
good.
Mint condition, all the autograph stuff, too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. Well, I missed a couple. There's probably about 5 or 10 more. We can do it next week. I get the concept. The sports has ended, and you've also been you may get your memory jogged a little bit, but you know, get in a little earlier in the swap meet, and we'll make sure we get all these.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of these that are coming in right now at the end. The lines light up, and I'm like, we're done.
Yeah.
Greg Flamm, as always, Wednesday night here at 10 o'clock at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Greg, great to see you.
Thanks for having me.